Welcome to this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. This week, we have an exclusive interview with Humboldt Girls Wrestling Coach Andy Newell about how his team did at the state tournament last weekend and his thoughts on girls wrestling becoming a sanctioned sport. Here's Newell on his reaction to the news at the state tournament.
Honestly, I kind of heard buzz of it all weekend. When we checked in on Thursday night, Aaron from the girls union was checking in same time we were, so I kind of was, you know, poking and prodding for any insight that she had, and she goes, well, you just have to wait and see for the announcement. So I figured something was coming, and then Friday there was buzz in the stadium or in the arena about it, and then on Saturday the Des Moines Register released info early on it, and then it's nothing beats being in the arena and seeing the place erupt at the beginning of finals and all of a sudden it going from a normal lit arena to pink and the hashtag sanction coming up and seeing the state of Iowa with girl power, you know, and then wrestling on there as well. It was pretty awesome. I'm excited. The girls are excited. I think that the state has done it the right way. It's not been haphazard and just kind of thrown together. We're doing it the right way. We're doing what's best for the girls, so it's exciting.
So I saw the announcement, but will that be immediately? Will it start as of 2022, 2023, or what's the timeline for that?
So next school year.
And then, so I want to shift a little bit to how state went for your team. Can you just talk a little bit about how your team performed at state?
I'll kind of run through the lineup. Overall, I think we wrestled well. Peaks and valleys, just like any tournament. I think we were fairly consistent all weekend long. When we needed bonus points, we could get them. And I think that the girls, you know, they left it all out there. Starting with Sophia Harris at 105, she competed her tail off. There was a match on the consolation side where she was. The score was tied, and the girl got an escape in the third period, late in the third period, I think like 12 seconds left. And Sophia's like, okay, I'm going to go take this girl down. And she did, and she ended up winning by a point. So that was a match that defined her tournament, you know, and it showed how big her heart is. And then at 120, Brett Harclough, same deal. She had a great tournament. She kind of came in with no expectations for herself. She went out and she wrestled 5 matches in a day, which is a lot to ask of any athlete. She was 1 match away from making it to the second day, and which is awesome. And then Ava McIntyre and 120 in the silver bracket, she had a great tournament too. She showed things that she hadn't shown all year, competed her butt off, and it's exciting to see the potential for her, you know, being a first-year wrestler. It's exciting. At 125, Bailey Beers, she had a good tournament going, and for whatever reason, after that first loss, we were still pretty down as we took the mat again, and it wasn't for lack of effort. Bailey gave it everything she had, but, you know, there's just certain times where you're not going to win a match, and that was one of those instances, and she was pretty disappointed in just based on her expectations of herself and knowing the season that she had going into the state tournament. She was pretty down, and I told her, you know, there's nothing to hang your head about. You gave it your all. You were a team player all year long, and you did what we needed you to do, and nothing to complain about there. And then let's see, Lexi Roberts in the silver bracket finished 8th. Oh, Ava in the silver bracket at 120, she finished 5th. Lexi finished 8th. She showed signs of putting it all together in a couple different matches. And I'm excited to see where she can go next year. And then 130, the Claire Weidert had a good tournament. She lost a tough one first round and bounced back and won some good matches, and then was another one who was, you know, right in there for making it to the second day, and then Adeline Lawman, she was a big surprise. She kind of had a goal for herself just to go down and win one match, and then she goes out and wins a couple. And, you know, for a first-year kid who 3 months ago didn't know a thing about wrestling, to go down to the state tournament and compete and do it at a fairly high level, it's impressive. And then Kinsey McMahon, she was coming in injured, and her shoulder injury kind of got the best of her. It kind of took her out of the two matches that she was wrestling. She didn't medical forfeit. She finished each match, but was unable to win one down there. At 135, Ashlyn Sutterfield won a match for us down there. She pinned a girl after she was down 9-3 in that match, and she came back and pinned the girl. So that shows a lot of heart. And Ashlyn and I had a heart-to-heart last night about kind of what our plan of attack is going to her senior year. At 170, Maria had a high expectations for herself, and we all had high expectations for her as well. The big thing was is she feels like she let us down by not meeting those. And, you know, she was thinking a lot about what happened to Kendall Clark last year. Kendall, number one seed going into the finals, winning, ends up getting caught and pinned. So I think that, you know, the ghost of the past teammates kind of creeped into her mind in her matches that she lost. But we have AAU state for the girls yet. If they want to compete, they don't have to. That's at the end of February, and it sounds like Maria wants to do that. I can't complain about Maria. She's been a leader from the word go. She was a leader last year as a junior, and even more so this year as a senior. She will be greatly missed next year, as will Adeline and Brett. And then at heavyweight, kind of Riley Coyle, I tell you what, she was a different Riley Coyle than we'd seen all year long. She was focused. In her first match, she's wrestled the girl before here in a triangular with at the beginning of the year. We had like 2 weeks of practice under her belt, and Riley just didn't know a whole lot. She was real concerned about the girl picking top, you know, in whatever period. It was the girl from Charles City's choice, and I looked at Riley. I said, Riley, you can do this. You know, it starts between your ears. And I kind of told her what the game plan was, you know, in between periods, and she executed it. And I tell you what, she went out and she pinned the girl. She got her revenge. And then the next round in the semis, she, you know, another situation where, you know, she's the underdog, quote unquote, you know, being the 7 seed versus the 2. She did her job there and she pinned the girl. Like, it's, you know, it's one of those deals where she wouldn't be stopped. She couldn't be stopped in those two matches. And even in the finals, she wrestled her butt off. I feel like the Riley Coyle at the state tournament is the Riley Coyle I hope to see next year, all year long. And I think she's excited to get better at the sport of wrestling. She's got a lot on her plate with track and softball and the other sports, but she said last night that she's committed to continuing to go to camps and doing more wrestling and improving. So that's exciting.
Another thing I want to add to talk a little bit about is I thought I read your team placed 14th and at state, which I think is pretty impressive considering I think there were over 100 teams there, correct?
That is correct. Yep, there was 155-ish, somewhere in that ballpark. There's over 150 teams there. And we placed 13th out of 155. So, you know, with 5 girls that hadn't wrestled until this year, you know, we were fairly green coming in. It shows a lot about the upside that we have as a team. And I was talking with some of the other coaches, and it'll be nice next year to get it sanctioned and see, kind of level the playing field and see, you know, see what happens. You know, it takes a little bit of the advantage that Waverly had out, because Waverly's kind of had the advantage. They're kind of the pioneer for the girls. They hosted the state tournament for 3 years, and now that it is going to be sanctioned, kind of takes a little bit of, you know, that hometown feeling out for them. So I'm excited to see what we can do next year.
All right, Coach. We'll appreciate your time, and we'll talk again in the future.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Alex.
That's Humble Wrestling head coach Andy Newell on this week's edition of Coach's Corner, brought to you by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Alex Benzagala. Have a great day and go Cats.